Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's another hour zooming, but not on Zoom into your home. Other technologies that are much better than
Chinese. We're not like the DNC. We're live.
Yeah, right. Live. Here we are. Live, live, live. And lively. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria is off for a couple of days this week. So we're here to say nice things about the things that are going on in the world that are nice because they're so nice. It's nice. It is actually nice to look around. I was thinking about children.
Good news, actually. Oh.
And you, what is it?
Well, I was going to actually give you some good news if you want to start the hour with that. I mean, if you want to go down some crazy road. Okay, so I think this is actually a really good piece of news. Remember last week when we were talking about the FDA getting close to clearing that spit test for coronavirus?
Yes. Which would,
and I think this is the... Believe me, I think if we're talking about getting rid of this virus or at least making it manageable... We have to focus on the therapeutics because people are going to get it, so we have to know how to treat them. And to prevent the spread, having a test that you can do at home before you go to work every day, every few days, every week, I think, is a really important one. So the FDA actually granted emergency authorization this week for a spit test, saliva-based virus test that was developed by Yale, and it's what the NBA is using, and they've been having phenomenal success with it. The NBA has been playing their season kind of in the bubble. They've been using this test.
Yeah.
And they've actually celebrated the fact that they were sort of the guinea pigs. They were the test group for it. This is a really good piece of news because that means you don't have to go somewhere to get your test. You don't have to do the drive-through or the in-person test. And it helps with the monitoring. Saliva Direct was partly funded by the NBA. It's being used as a test for asymptomatic NBA players and staff. So people who are not having symptoms yet would still take this test. And they received approval from the FDA. It's one of the first big game changers in fighting the pandemic. And I think there should be a lot of enthusiasm around this. It's going to make it a lot more accessible and easier to do for private individuals so that you can get more immediate results. So this is, I think, a good step in the right direction.
Good step in the right direction. Canada, speaking of taking steps, extending its ban on us, on Americans, at least for another month, according to the public safety minister up there. U.S.-Canada border has been closed since March 31st. There was all non-essential travel banned to slow, obviously, the spread of the virus. Border closure was one of Canada's pretty, when you look up there, they've had a lot of success shutting down the problem. We are, some people argue, just too free in the United States. Need to have fewer freedoms and more people surviving. That's an interesting argument.
Who's saying that?
People that don't know.
My skin crawl.
But yeah. The Prime Minister
said... You're just too free. That's what you are. You're just
yes,
too free.
Too much freedom.
Jeez.
We're taking the step to keep people in our country safe, said Justin Trudeau. The current restrictions, I think they were supposed to set be expiring in September at some point. But Canadians think the travel ban ought to last at least another month. 80% of Canadians want their country to ban Americans until the end of the year. Wow. That's tough on their tourist business, for sure. Let's see where that all shakes out. That was interesting that Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are representing their daughters, even though they've got some goofy snapshots while they all have been, you know, sort of, and they've been conscripted, if you will. Isn't he a Canadian? I think he was born.
Yes.
I think he is
mm-hmm.
a Canadian, right? Yeah. So anyway, they got a lot of goofy faces on the snap. It's all a way to get people, you know, she's got her face covering on, but the face covering is kind of cute. Yellow stars, a portrait of a person with pink and purple hair. I think that brings her. What's the most creative mask you've seen, Jennifer? A lot of people have had very interesting masks.
I like the one that says Trump 2020.
Of course you do. There you go.
I've actually seen a few that draw in mouths, you know, so they make you look like somebody when you put the mouth over the face. I mean, I guess those are kind of funny. I have to tell you, at the beginning of all of this, months ago, I had a real problem with, like, the designer mask thing because I thought, okay, we're only going to be doing this temporarily. They told us we only need to be doing this for a couple of weeks. Just wear the medical mask, you know, the old blue ones that you buy in the box,
yeah,
you know, kind of the paper masks.
Yeah.
And that's what I was wearing. And I actually liked those masks. I thought they were pretty comfortable and more comfortable than the cloth ones. But then at some point you realize this isn't going away. And so I actually invested in some masks from Old Navy. And I actually really like them. I you know, not on the take from Old Navy, but they sell 5 masks for $12. And they're washable. And I think they're actually breathable. So for me, the ones... Because they're making masks out of so many different fabrics, they're making them out of Jersey cotton, and I feel like I can't breathe in those. I constantly feel like I'm sucking it up my nose, and I just feel like I'm not getting the right amount of oxygen. So the Old Navy is kind of just more of a cotton instead of the Jersey, and I feel like it's a little more breathable. So
are youngsters wearing different kinds of masks than adults?
Everybody's wearing masks. Some people are wearing, again, if you're getting reusable ones, now people are making them with all sorts of goofy things. They're making them, like, kids-friendly. They're making them, you know, cute for adults. They've got, you know, leopard print, or they've got tie-dye or whatever, or you can just get solid color. So I think it's going to be the thing. I mean, I have a friend at work, and I was... I was making fun of her, and actually, we both came down with the coronavirus. I said, I'm never going to be the girl who's going to match my mask to my outfit because I'm protesting. And now I guess I'll probably have to be the girl who matches her mask to her outfit because apparently that's the only way we're going to be able to go outside.
Really? So the way this is going to come to a close, it seems to me, is when enough people are protected one way or another. You protect yourself in terms of the mask or in terms of social distancing or in terms of a vaccine, that sort of thing. This is, they're looking for some kind of herd immunity. When I say that, the government is, medicine is, but it doesn't mean the virus is going to disappear. The flu hasn't disappeared.
But I also
the cold hasn't disappeared.
The virus
polio
is
hasn't
disappeared. Right. It's never going to disappear, but the hysteria needs to start disappearing. And I believe
now it should stop.
And maybe you can call me a weirdo conspiracy theorist, but I believe on November 4th, the hysteria will start to die down. And
that's because... the election.
Yeah.
Good for you, Jennifer.
I mean, do you see if I'm right? I mean, let's see. There's proof in the pudding.
Depends on whether we have a clear-cut winner, I think, at the time. As to
that's
whether
that's going to be another nightmare.
Yeah, that'll be the third rung in the problem cycle of the year. The children who are going to school, and there are a lot of them, a lot of schools have a hybrid model, school committees voting to have students at home sometimes, going back to school. I think schools should be open, students should be going. And as I think about all of this stuff and how it has affected, I don't know that we focused enough on how it's affected youngsters because they often don't have a voice of their own. But I think for all the right reasons, they ought to be in the forefront of our thinking. What's your school district going to do? Are you going to have school? As you know, this is the time of year. Many schools will be starting next week. And certainly by the time Labor Day comes around, most classes will be being held, whether they're online or in person. I was speaking to a couple of parents and a couple of children who basically said, I was talking to a high school girl who works on my farm. And she said it was a joke. She didn't really get anything out of the last 2 months, 3 months of school. And they, you know, they had teachers, maybe they were online an hour a day, but how do you know if they're really participating? How do you know if they're really learning? That sort of thing. I just think that you've got a lot of unknowns here. But if you look at children, the most important part of this, aren't most children immune from the disease? I know that's what a lot of authorities
yeah, I think
have said.
The total is that 37 children or something like that have passed away because of coronavirus.
Yeah.
If they get it,
and they have bad immune
system,
they were sick anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they get it, it's usually mild, but typically that transmission rate for kids that are, especially in the single digits, so like elementary school kids, it's actually very low. And that's part of the argument that people are saying.
9% of the total, 9% of the cases have been children. 9%.
So when you think about those numbers, you have a lot of people saying, are kids more at risk by not going to school? Because I would dare to guess that there are probably more than 9% of the kids in the country who rely on school for food, for safety, maybe a time away from their family. Certainly they rely on it for interaction with other people and their education. I mean, when we have these debates about what's working for certain groups of people, if we're talking about who's getting hurt, it is constantly going to be the people who are in lower socioeconomic classes than others.
18 after the hour, more in the next half hour, maybe a little more of an international focus for a bit. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and our clip of the day, we talk about the pros and cons of remote learning for children in schools. The situation follows this conversation we're having now. Check out the clip of the day at djvshow.com. We also have one up there recently posted about Google and Twitter having power to influence elections. That's a good conversation. Listen to us and hear, if you're new to the program, about our philosophies regarding all sorts of things. It's important and good, cool, easy listening. The clip of the day and the show. You can hear it all day, every day, during the course of the day at djvshow.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices from Staples.
From paper and ink to masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of all PPE products, like hand sanitizer and masks. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The midnight sky is the road. That's my voice. I smoke and drink. Okay, maybe not. Crank this up, though, will you? You probably recognize Jennifer Horne. This is Miley Cyrus, the 27-year-old Disney darling, now pop provocateur. You like the alliteration here?
I like
Disney
it.
Disney darling to pop provocateur.
Look at you.
Yes. She's got another new, I suppose this is redundant if I say a new reinvention, because reinventing is new. Looking to the raw arena rock vocals and glossy production of the era. This is a new sort of Stevie Nicks sound, right? Midnight Sky. Would you say this sounds a little like Stevie Nicks?
I guess. I mean, if Stevie Nicks were Miley Cyrus, yeah.
Yeah.
This to me sounds a lot like what Miley does now, so.
Yeah. How does what she does now, what she does now, differ from what she used to do?
Smokes a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah, she's been gargling.
She's been
gargling with razor blades, so that's right. Why she's. But she's always kind of had that scratchy voice, which made her unique. Even
she looks
as
to
young,
me, she always
young
looks,
kid, she did.
She looks like a grunge. She sounds like a grunge. I think she still, sadly, or maybe this sounds very judgmental, looks like a cheap trickster to me.
Huh. I feel like this may sound ageist, but there's something about this group of 20-year-olds. I'm talking about the people who are probably
singers
between 24 and 32.
Yeah.
And they look like I want to scrub them. And Miley is one
dirty
of those people.
She's dirty. She looks dirty all the time. Every
and it's not just
see
women. Men do.
You know
there's something
like
about that
that
group. I just want
that
to clean
actress
them with a loofah.
She was in Charlie's Angels, and she was in the movie that was just out, where she was sort of an anti-hero. Everybody knows her. She's like 29. What the heck's her name?
Charlie's Angels, the new one?
Yeah. The blonde.
Who was in it. Blonde,
yeah.
And Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. There's something about her that...
Oh, Kristen Stewart?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
She could use
anyway. So, they all need to scrub down.
But you know what I'm talking about? It's that really, yeah, it's that young adult look, that grungy is
dirty.
Better,
dirty.
Right, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe we're sounding...
get off of my lawn, you kid. Go take a
all
shower.
Right. Moving along here. as a group think sort of exercise. Jennifer and Doug on the DJV show with the news from Disney. Got the music video for Loyal, Brave, True, which is Christina Aguilera's thematic song for the live-action Mulan remake. Here's another mistake. They're going to release it on home, what do they call it, the home screen, not in the movie theaters. Don't the movie theaters are opening up in Los Angeles this week, right? They are here. No? Oh, they are here.
I know, really? 15-cent movies, but yeah.
Yep, 15-centers.
We're a ways away from that.
Friday.
I live in the People's Republic of California. We haven't gotten approval yet.
I'm coming to visit you today. Let's see how easy it is for me to get in and then get out again in a couple of days. The film Mulan and the song Reflection coincide with getting me my first record deal. That's what Christina Aguilera said when both tracks were first announced this past March. What do you mean her first record deal? She's been around for a long time. What's she talking about? What the heck is she talking about?
Maybe since something. Her first record since a long time, maybe.
Anyway, she said it's amazing to come back to such an incredible movie that's full of power and meaning. Meaning holds the test of time, staying true to yourself, being who you are, teaching you how to be fearless. This song, Loyal, Brave, True, represents that fine balance between vulnerability and strength. So this is, I think, what we're listening
it's
to.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's not a bad song. Yep. Loyal, Brave, True. It's in, there's a video out as well. A lot of the stuff from Mulan in it. So there we have the latest from Christina Aguilera here on the DJV Show 28 After.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic National Convention underway, and last night the virtual event included speeches from Senator Bernie Sanders and former First Lady Michelle Obama, who says of President Donald Trump,
he simply cannot be who we need him to be for us. It is what it is.
Joe Biden will accept the party nomination on Thursday night. As Democrats were rallying online last night, President Trump was in campaign mode, speaking not far from Milwaukee in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, giving his November opponent a new nickname.
Biden is just a Trojan horse for socialism.
Trump also saying the former vice president, quote, has no clue what he's doing. He said Democrats are ashamed of law and order, and he said that gun rights may be in jeopardy if he, the president, does not win re-election. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As questions still abound about the college football season, Purdue's coach has some comments and Tim Berg has the story.
Various Big Ten officials and athletic directors indicated they never fully considered the prospect of spring football until the discussions began last week. Less than 48 hours after the Big Ten canceled their fall sports season, Purdue football coach Jeff Brohm unveiled the most detailed plan to date.
Well, with this plan I have, it's going to be able to play at our own venues. We're going to start right at the late February. Early March and play for about 8 weeks with some playoffs at the end, and I think that can for sure happen. I know there's other plans out there, and I'm going to support whatever the Big Ten thinks is the best option going forward, but I do think we can play football, and it's time to find a way to get back to doing that.
Brohm speaking there on Fox News.
In these days of political correctness, NASA is joining the ever-growing list of organizations and companies re-examining its naming system, removing names that are insensitive and harmful from its vocabulary. Aunt Jemima, the Chicks, Lady A, Mrs. Butterworths, and the Washington football team, and now Celestial Objects, are undergoing a rebrand. Eskimo Nebula and the Siamese Twins Galaxies are just two examples of nicknames that will be retired, according to the space agency. Many indigenous people consider Eskimo as a derogatory term because of non-native colonizers using it to mean eater of raw meat, meaning barbarism. In June, Dreyer's Ice Cream dropped the name Eskimo Pie after nearly 100 years. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All things metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steph and Jennifer Horn are here at your service and on your side. There are a lot of people who are concerned, Jennifer, that we're going to have a twindemic this winter.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
No.
No.
Come on.
Flu season would be more severe. It's supposed to be a tough winter around the country. That may be part of it. Gets cold and people get sick and
I actually heard that, because I've already seen the signs going up for flu shots. Yeah. And I typically don't get flu shots because I feel like they don't really work all that well. You get sick when you get them. It's just, it's always kind of a crapshoot. But I also heard, and we hear a million things, but
well,
I heard that people who had the flu shot, I've heard, had a worse time with coronavirus.
Yeah. Well, the studies that are out today show encouraging signs of strong, lasting immunity in people who develop only mild symptoms, which is basically complete contradiction to what was said, about a month or so ago. And that brings us around to the things Dr. Fauci says, that the anti-science feeling is obstructing the recovery. How can you believe in a science or the science or any science that completely contradicts itself. It's not perfect. I'm not saying it's bad or
science
wrong.
Science just proves science all the time.
Right. I mean, look at all the studies about coffee. Coffee's good, coffee's bad. Yeah. Chocolate, good, chocolate bad. Vitamin C, good, vitamin C, bad.
I know, it's always up and down, and particularly with this virus, and this is what disappoints me about Dr. Fauci. And doctors do this all the time. They don't understand the human impact because they're constantly just looking at numbers, just looking at the science. The deal is that we were told a lot of bad information at the beginning of this, not just by everyone, but by Dr. Fauci himself. Remember, he said, don't wear a mask. Then it's now, oh, you have to wear a mask or the whole world's going to fall apart. We were told that it wasn't transmissible human to human. And now we know it's very contagious. We were told that it wasn't aerosolized. Now we find out that it is. It's great. I mean, the fact is that in this virus alone, forget everything else, there has been a lot of stuff that contradicts what we were told very early on. So, of course, people are going to doubt things when they come out. It's not that people want to be argumentative. It's that we've been given reason to distrust what we've been told.
And one of the biggest arguments that Ken Kronhaus, one of the doctors on this program and on our Good Day Health Show weekend thing that we do at gooddayhealthshow.com, we argue about science. He believes in facts and the scientific-based studies and evidence and all that other stuff. But because it changes, Dr. Fauci says we probably are not going to see another major shutdown because of the virus. Is that, and there's a lot of encouraging information. That's why I think we should be pushing school systems to open school and get kids back in school. By the way, the focus of the most recent Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken is a focus on cardiac related problems that come from COVID. By the way, I think he says, did I say by the way twice in the same sentence?
At any rate,
Dr. Ken was a cardiologist. That's a fresh little thing. Ken is a cardiologist, and he says that people who have cardiological problems mirror the people who have COVID problems. And in fact, they may be one and the same in some people, because when you really are afflicted with a bad cardiac problem, it's going to attack you.
They say the most dangerous is heart problems and diabetes.
Yeah, right.
People who have
exactly.
And
so anyway, I believe
tough. But you know what about Dr. Ken? I know that you guys argue about the numbers, but Dr. Ken is one of the most empathetic human doctors that I've ever spoken to.
Fabulous.
So as much as he does look at the science, he absolutely doesn't forget that people are individuals with a brain. And that's really nice.
Yes, exactly. I think that's and basically the bottom line here is that for all of us, we have to keep on going no matter what. You know, you got to be brave. You got to keep moving. You've had some trials this last couple of weeks, and you felt worried about your folks. But you know what? It's time to understand that most of us will come together in love and health, and it's time to realize that this is not the end of the world, and we better pull our bootstraps up, get back to work, go to work, do whatever you have to do, and stop worrying about all this. You know, I'm going to do this, and they're going to do the damn fear-based stuff that people say, oh, that doesn't reflect the facts. Look at the facts. The facts are continuing to change. And so, and that's, you know, one of the things, I thought this was interesting, Jennifer, in terms of who's saying, all right, we're standing up. The annual tribute in light was canceled because of the virus. This is what happens on September 11th every year at the memorial. This is the word. This is cowardice.
Thank God for Rudy Giuliani and for a guy who runs, Frank, I'm going to look him up, the Tunnel to Towers guy. Those two got together and they said this is not acceptable.
Well,
and they just
Governor Cuomo,
that they're going to put it back on.
Bloomberg,
the
president of the memorial, announcing a tribute is, in fact, going to happen.
But it's all because of the Tunnel to Towers guy. Because this is what, you know, here's what makes me nuts. The coronavirus is making us, and they're doing it on purpose. They're making us forget who we are. Yeah. We are a country who went through a tremendous tragedy. We had a lot of people, brave men and women on the front lines who lost their life. We have innocent men and women who lost their life in those towers, on those planes. And because of a virus, you're not going to flip the switch on.
Yeah.
You're going to not flip the switch on. We're going to forget who we are as Americans. We're going to forget a moment that actually brought us together for 5 minutes and actually had us stand together. We had people who fought for our freedoms because of it. Whether you agree with the actions behind 9/11 or not, you can agree that a lot of men and women stood for freedom in that moment, and they want to shut that down. And it was so ridiculous. Frank Stiller is his name. He's the CEO of Tunnel to Towers. His brother died during 9/11. It's a great charity. All the money goes to military families. I've used them before. I've donated to them before, and he stood up and he said he's not going to let it happen. He's not going to forget the memory of his brother who was a firefighter. And
well,
so
there's a whole bunch of people
who
stood up. Michael Bloomberg said he was going to pay for all of the costs, the health and safety personnel who have to be on duty supposedly, and so that was one of the big factors. Cuomo said he's going to override whatever the city of New York said. Here's another example of Blah Blasio being the dunce that he is. Because he is. He's one of the worst examples of so-called leadership in our country. We have such a shortage of leadership. We really do. You look around at the faces of leadership, Nancy Pelosi's face. I mean, even all these old, angry people, you know, there's an argument for younger faces of color or just more variety. I don't know. It bothers the hell out of me, all of this stuff. I'm just tired of listening to all of the negativity about what we can't do. Oh, you better be careful. My sister got really angry at me because I posted that thing. Remember last week? I had that thing on my Facebook page that basically brought us back through the events of the last 4, 5, 6 months. And she said, oh, that's not scientific. Really? I love my sister. But
and what'd you tell her?
I just told her. I'm not. Actually, she asked me to come down to dinner that night to her house, and I came down. We didn't talk about it. There's not a word mentioned about it. Not a word, actually. I promised we'd talk about some things going on around the world. Last week we were celebrating, or many people in the world were celebrating, the deal in the Middle East, the Israeli-United Arab Emirates thing. Leave it to Hamas. Remember I said nothing, that people kept asking, what about the Palestinians? What about the Palestinians? Palestinians have one voice, but they're drowned out by Hamas and
their leadership.
Mm-hmm. So now we have new airstrikes over the weekend to report on. The Gaza Strip and the fishing zone that's right over, you know. Remember, at its narrowest point, Israel is only 12 miles wide. So they can take a shot and it easily ends up on the other side of Tel Aviv. Their aim wasn't very good, so it ended up but there were still firebombs and other stuff that went on over the weekend. Rioters, setting up grenades all over the place. This anger stirred up. You know, they say it's Palestinian anger. It's not. It's Hamas's anger. That's, again, the simplicity of reports, understanding. I've been in Israel 5 times. The Palestinians and the Israelis, for the most part, get along okay. They don't get along great, but they get along okay. Kids go to school together. There are plenty of places where they're shopping together. If you go to the old city, the Palestinians, the Israelis, the Christians, they're all there together. And they work fine together. They've been there for centuries, hundreds, thousands of years. Anyway, there were 19 attacks by the Palestinians over the weekend. There's no good bastards. They really are. And it's 19 attacks not by Palestinians, but by Hamas. So the news media gets it wrong. It's Hamas, 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 Hamas.
But what's the fight back like? I mean, from the Palestinians, how do they get out of that? How do they make it?
They don't seem to have the courage.
Problem.
They're full of fear. They get the same propaganda from Hamas. Arafat, I think I've told you this before, that time that I met him.
Yeah, you said he was like evil, wasn't he?
His eyes looked like the devil. I'd never looked into anybody's eyes. and seen anything like it in my life. We have a listening tip here for those of you who are interested in things that are out of this world, literally and figuratively. I do an hour every week called Your Hidden Power, and the podcast that's about half that time, about 30 minutes, is available. We talk about Mercury in retrograde, and they're not being so bad with astrologer and friend and once in a while a co-host here on this program, Laura Banks. You'll hear that and lots of other great things about an adult's approach to life and a child's approach to life. It's not always what it's cracked up to be. Here our overview of life from sort of a different point of view on Your Hidden Power Show, which is, well, that's where the podcast is, yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Time for you to brighten up your smile. Make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices from Staples.
From paper and ink to masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of all PPE products, like hand sanitizer and masks. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Money bit. There it is. Okay. Now I feel like I'm satisfied getting into our weekly conversation with Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, podcast galore, information on their website, moneypit.com. You got a question, he's got an answer. It's a snappy answer. May not always be the right answer, but he's got a good snappy answer. Got a great picture. I'm looking at a picture of you, well, your son, actually. It looks like I met your son at your birthday party.
You did last summer, that's right.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, he's a chip off the old block. Looks like you, and he's handy. Going back to school. You and I were talking about building him a bar to go back to school. You're a bad influence as a parent.
Yeah. That was a nice little sort of a bar cart. He wanted a little project to take from home, so we made something up.
You did it by yourself, or he did it with you?
We did it together. Yeah. Two sheets of plywood, a tape measure, and a dream, Doug. That's what it'll take.
There it is. And some glue.
Here we are.
You know what I found? I've got my guys working on sprucing up my barn, and so we're painting all the windows, repainting them and reglazing them and that stuff. So it was so funny because there was some tape laying around, and so Michael used the tape to do one window, and then he couldn't get the tape off.
You can't just use any tape on windows.
Yes, that's true.
Painting tape's designed to release for a reason, you know.
Right. So how do we get the stuff off? He's going to use a razor blade, and I told him to use some warm water. That ought to get it off.
No, that's not going to do it. So the painting is done. I actually would try some WD-40 because it will release the adhesive.
Okay. All right.
And a razor blade, but just, you know, very carefully. It'll kind of work it.
Listener Corrine to this program says the black flexible spacers between the three big concrete slabs that make up my driveway are brittle and coming apart. What does she do about that, Tommy?
Well, those spacers were never designed to last forever, Doug. You know, they were put in just to keep the slabs separated, but they will deteriorate and fall and come apart. And then you get a lot of sort of, you know, tree debris and stuff like that. What you want to do is you want to remove all of that out of there, Kareen. And then you want to insert into those gaps a material called a backer rod, which is like a foam tube. And it comes in different widths. So you buy one, obviously, that's bigger than the gap you have. Yep. You press it down there until it's just below the surface of the concrete. And then you use a sealant. Now, there are different types of sealants. Quikrete has a good variety of them. They basically fill the gap. They float. They level out. And they'll adhere to both edges of the concrete. And in doing so, it will seal that gap. It'll expand and contract, you know, with the seasons, and you won't have a lot of debris fall into it. I just did this project on the front of my garage, Doug. I have an asphalt driveway that goes up to a concrete apron, and we had some spaces between there and between the apron and the garage slab itself, and it worked perfectly. It really came out good.
That's good. All right, speaking of things coming out well, a couple of weeks left here in this ultimate NASCAR fan experience. How's the Money Pit doing this?
Yeah, so it's called the Rev Your Engines Sweepstakes. We're giving away almost $3,500 in prizes, and we teamed up with the NASCAR Racing Experience. This is a service that is located over a dozen tracks around the country, and if you win, these guys will put you through driver school. They'll put you in the seat of a real NASCAR, and you'll have a coach connected by radio, and you get to drive on the premier speedways of NASCAR.
Ooh.
There's three different packages. And I think it depends on the time that you spend on the track, you know, but they go down from a $2,000 grand prize to $1,000 to three people are going to get what they call ride-alongs, where if you don't want to drive yourself, you can just go with a professional
driver.
They're going to zip you around that track at 100-plus miles an hour. It's going to be really, really exciting. So 2 weeks left to enter. You enter at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day. And if you follow us on social media, you get extra bonus entries.
You know, I think I've told this story on the air, but I'm not sure I told it to you in this confine. Hearing this promotion makes me think of an experience I had on the Moroso track down in West Palm Beach when I was doing mornings at WPL. What was it called? PBR.
Right.
I don't even remember the call. It was the station that I was on. The English racing champ, Brian Redman, was in town for a race. And he called me on the air and said, would you like to take a ride with me? And I said, sure, why not? So I sat in it was like a jump seat. No seatbelt, nothing.
Right. No seatbelt.
We were doing 189 miles an hour around that track. I got out of that car and puked everything. That was so I'm not trying to get people to not enter this contest. You drive, keep yourself strapped in, you'll be fine. All right, check it out at moneypit.com/sweeps.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.